The Grand Hotel had seen thousands of guests over the years, but never the kind it hosted now. Fry sat at the end of the long oak table waiting for his right-hand man, TJ, to show the next lieutenant in. He scratched his ginger-grey whiskers as he looked around the opulent surroundings. Fry could have whatever he wanted, whatever he was prepared to take. The large double doors at the end of the room swung open, and TJ escorted a pair of men, one middle-aged and one in his 20s, to the table. They sat down in the two chairs closest to Fry, who tipped his head towards the door, signalling TJ to leave them alone. Fry glanced from one to the other. His eyes narrowed as he looked a second time at the older man.
"I know you," he said in a thick Glaswegian accent.
"McKeith, Gordon McKeith. I did a bit of business with you in the Don in the past."
Fry took a puff on his thick cigar and exhaled a plume of blue smoke into the air before nodding slowly.
"The prepaid SIM cards."
"That's right, you've got a good memory. I had a contact at one of the big comms companies."
Fry stared at him long and hard.
"They were a cash cow, those cards. Our guys on the street couldn't get enough of them to sell."
"They were profitable for everyone concerned. Those were good years."
Fry sucked on his cigar again and nodded slowly, his blue eyes taking a measure of McKeith as the sunlight advanced further into the room.
"Okay, so?"
"I'm Finn," the younger man with a cut on his nose said, standing up and offering his hand to Fry. "They call me that because I'm a shark around the ladies."
He laughed. McKeith looked down to his hands, embarrassed, and Fry just glared at Finn, who sat down again, the smile immediately disappearing from his face.
"So, what's the deal?"
Fry continued, edging around in his seat and looking straight towards McKeith.
"I've been in the south these past couple of days. Avoided the big towns, mainly looked at the villages and outlying areas. Lots of farms, lots of country estates, lodges, hotels.
And?
Some places are lost, some have escaped so far."
He pulled a map out of his inside coat pocket and laid it flat on the table. Then he produced a notebook from another pocket. Fry leaned forward and started to examine the map and the notebook.
"How did you come by all this information?"
"Well, that was a piece of piss," Finn interrupted. "You see, what we did..."
Fry lurched across the table and grabbed Finn by the throat, forcing him and the heavy chair over. As it hit the ground, Fry increased the pressure and Finn started to go red in the face, choking and sputtering.
"How about you go get someone to change your nappy and let the grown-ups speak, you little stain?"
Fry's eyes burned holes through the young thug. Finally, he released the grip from around Finn's throat. He scurried away, not even daring to look back. The fiery-haired Glaswegian sat back down, picked up his cigar, which had scorched the beautiful oaken table, and took a puff on it. He tapped it with his thumb, releasing a small flurry of white ash to the carpet below, and nodded towards the other man.
"Most of these people were so grateful to see someone bringing news from the outside, they wouldn't shut up. I told them we were wanting to set up some kind of trade route, you know, small communities helping each other out. Occasionally I'd sweeten the deal, offer them something that was worth more than what I wanted from them, so the next time I showed up, they'd welcome me with open arms," McKeith said, sitting back in his chair.
Fry sat back too.
"Smart, very smart. Most of these idiots would just do a smash and grab, see what they could get right now and put every village on high alert, waiting for the bad men."
Fry laughed.